Nice to meet you.
Excellent. Hey, and is it Monica Bickernes?
Sure. Birkenes? Are you gonna go for the Scandinavian Birkenes, yeah.
Birkenes, that's excellent. I definitely am now that I know how it's pronounced. That's great. Yes, we have on the line from America, Mr. Little Jeans herself, Monica Bickernes. Hello.
Hello. Hey. Thanks for having me.
Lovely. Well, it's great to talk to you. Triple J has been playing you for, I guess, since November 2011 when we first started playing, well, I'm going to say recorded by you. Of course, it came into the Hottest 100 in January 2012, at number 100, as a matter of fact, your cover of Arcade
Fire. I know, it just made it.
Just made it in, which is excellent. Have you since then, have you played the suburbs with Arcade Fire?
No, I don't know that they like me so much.
Why not?
They sort of stopped it being released on iTunes. Maybe it's not their cup of tea.
Oh,
I'm just going to guess here. Or maybe it's just they don't want any covers of their songs out. I mean, I don't actually think they want any covers of their songs. So, you know, but I did it anyways. And there you go. So I don't really want much to do with it.
I'm gonna stop listening to their cover of Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen then. That's it. Done now.
Oh.
Okay. Well, anyway, it was obviously a masterstroke, and it got the whole world listening to Mr. Little Jeans, and now finally Pocket Knife is out. How are you feeling now that you have a record that's out in the shops and stuff?
I still don't believe it. Do you have Barnes & Noble's over there? Noble?
Is that like a bookshop kind of thing?
It's like, yeah, it's a bookshop. It's like, I don't know. I actually went in there the other day and I saw my album there, and I just thought that was it's a weird thing. It's a great thing, but it makes me, I don't know, it makes me nervous somehow.
Did you buy a copy from that bookshop?
No, I don't. I don't have the money. Music that I have on my computer.
very good point. Well, you would say the very first track on the record, it's Rescue Song, and just last week you Facebooked about it. You Facebooked, is it too late to change that bell in Rescue Song? Now, is that the bell that you want to change in Rescue Song?
You know what? It wasn't just, you know, there's millions of things. Millions of little things. It was just an example. I mean, it's not even like the bell is actually fine in Rescue Song, but it's a million other things. That is just like, oh shit, I should have brought like the bass higher and that song, and like there's so many things, and it's a hard thing to actually let it go and say, okay, it's finished now, because it's never finished. It's a never ending thing. So it's like, okay, well, at this point it is too late. It is in the stores, and you know, it is what it is now. So somebody had to stop me.
Well, I'm glad they did, because it means we get to play a bunch of songs from it. But although now I'm going to play the song that we've had for a little while, Good Mistake. It's kind of the title track, because you are singing about pocket knives in the song Good Mistake.
Yeah, exactly.
And you do also have an excellent video clip where women are dancing around an old bearded truck driver while you watch from a smoky telephone booth.
Yeah.
Can I ask, who is your truck driving friend in this video clip?
I did meet him.
Oh.
He was definitely, we did the shoot together, but they went through the night, actually. They shot it through the night, so I was there for, you know, the beginning of the night, but then I left because I wanted to sleep.
All right, let's have a listen to it now. This is Good Mistake by Mr. Little Jeans on Triple J from the album Pocket Knife. On Triple J, that is Good Mistake from Pocket Knife by Mr. Little Jeans. And Mr. Little Jeans is on the line right now from LA.
Hello.
Is that a keyboard or a bass played up high on the main riff from Good Mistake? The ding, 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 ding.
So that's a guitar that's put through a little keyboard thing and like messed around with. It kind of happened by mistake, I would say. It was a weird little, out great, though.
A good mistake.
Yeah, it was a good mistake. No, it was definitely a good mistake. Oh, there you go. Now, it all makes sense.
So who is on this record? How many people are on this record?
You know what? I haven't counted, But a lot of the tracks is just me and Tim Anderson. A couple of tracks, me and John Hill. Then I worked with some Swedes, Janne Kask or Peter Ågren. I worked with Lester Mendes and Blake Healy. I think that's about it. And then we have the choir, the kids choir.
Of course.
Conservatory of Music.
We'll be getting to those very soon. Don't you worry about that. What about instruments? What instruments do you play?
I don't really play anything. I mean, I do. I had piano lessons for forever growing up. Even had a few guitar lessons, but I don't like the chord progressions that I come up with, and I also don't like to work alone. Like, I like to have another person there to work with. I don't like to work with too many, like, another person. That's good for me, because if I'm left to my own devices, I'll just mull it over for forever. Like, I won't get anything done. So I need someone else there. So I like to share the workload.
So is it you kind of like coming up with ideas and then your collaborator suggesting things and it's going back and forth? Is it a process like that?
Yeah, for the track, it's like that. And I do, what I do like to do on my own is like the melody and the lyrics.
Of course.
That's sort of what I like.
Right, because you started playing music in Grimstad in Norway. Was that like you were in a church choir? Was that kind of when you first started doing stuff like that?
Yeah, I would say so. I was 5 when I started in the church choir. And my mom would have to, because I couldn't read. But my mom would write, like, little, if I was singing about the sun and the moon, she would, like, draw a little sun and moon. So I remembered what it was. And yeah, that's the first thing I sort
that
of
is great.
Started doing.
And there was a story I read that you put out a record of children's classics, or used to sing children's classics soon after that.
Yes, I did. My mom put it all together. And it was a little cassette, and yeah, I might just Instagram a little picture of that.
You should. That would be great.
It didn't sell out. I don't know what happened, but it didn't sell out, so I still have a few copies.
You know, Record Store Day is coming up. You can get it pressed on vinyl.
Yeah, maybe I will do.
It's good. I mean, it's good. Obviously, it's all formative to coming up to your debut record, which is out at the moment. I'm talking to Mr. Little Jeans on Triple J. We should actually talk. We did mention the Silver Lake Conservatory of Musical Youth Chorale. We should talk about those in a second. And, of course, the fact that you're on the line from LA to Australia. And to my knowledge, you haven't been here yet. That is the sound of the Silver Lake Conservatory of Musical Youth Chorale on Mr. Little Jeans' tune, O Sailor. Mr. Little Jeans on the line right now. How did you find this chorale?
They're very close by to where the studio's at. Mm. Also, my producer, Tim Anderson, had worked with them before. Yeah, and they were still around. And I wrote the chorus for a kids' choir. So I'm happy it worked out.
And I read the song is actually about a friend of yours, an old lady?
Yes, it is. The nicest old lady you can ever imagine. And she had just been going through sort of a rough patch in her life. Maybe she was stuck in a place that she didn't really envision herself being. Her mom had just died, and it was just a little reminder to her that somebody was thinking about her.
Oh, that's really nice. And, and so she knows that you've written a song about her?
Yeah, she does. Oh, she does.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. So the big question is, whilst we're playing songs from your brand new record, Pocket Knife, are there any plans for Mr. Little Jeans to make its way to Australia?
Well, there's been plans of that for forever. And so I'm still waiting. I haven't been, but, you know, I'm sure I'm going to go. I just don't know when.
When you guys play live, is it just a 4-piece?
It's just the 3 of us. We're keeping it small so we can travel. We're keeping it small so we can go to Australia.
That's excellent. That's what I want to hear. Great.
Yeah.
You've been to so many places. I mean, you're from Norway, you lived in London, now you're in Los Angeles. Although I did hear a rumor that you only moved to LA so you could be closer to Tim and Eric from Tim and Eric's awesome show, Great Job.
Oh, you're a fan. Amazing.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, you know, I love them. And as a matter of fact, I bumped into Eric about 5 times now. So it worked.
It worked. Eric Wareheim. Well, you know, he makes video clips. And I'm just saying.
I know. Maybe in the future.
And they've been to Australia. So if you were to come to Australia, that would be perfect synchronicity.
Yes, that would work.
So hopefully at some stage, we'll find out some news about that. All right. Well, I'm going to play a song. What would you like to hear from the record on Triple J in Australia?
Runaway is good live. As far as favorites, like to play, maybe, I don't know, my favorites would be like maybe Mercy or Heaven Sent.
Okay, excellent. Well, I'll play Mercy because I've got it right here right now. It's the second track on the record.
All right.
And Monica Biskernes from Mr. Little Jeans, Miss Mr. Little Jeans. Thank you so much for chatting to Triple J today.
That's right. And thank you for having me.
Say good day to Eric Wareheim when you next see him, and we'll see you here soon.
I will do. All right. Sounds like a plan. Bye.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.